My phone rang as I was about 5 minutes away from my fitness class, and it was my friend. And normally I would not answer, but I did. And she said, are you aware there's a shooting in Sandy Hook?
An email came through the school messenger system saying schools are in lockdown. And then the local media reporting said shooting at the school. And that was quite a shock because in Sandy Hook in Newtown, shootings were unheard of. I happened to pick up on social media, not just one person shot, but 26 people dead.
And I just ran into the firehouse, and there are just mothers and fathers and kids everywhere. And I ran into one room, and you're just seeking the faces that you recognize. And someone said, Nicole, Jake's over here. And that was good, but I hadn't actually seen him. Someone else said, who are you, which teacher is your other son in? And I said, Miss Soto. And this one mother, I feel so bad for her, she said, I heard she was shot. And I said, don't you dare say that to me if you don't know it's true. And I just kind of pushed her out of the way and kept going in. And I could see all the kindergarten classes, but I couldn't see Dylan's class. The kids were all leaving with their parents. And you just start wandering around thinking, where's mine? And that's when they herded, nicely herded, a bunch of us into another room.
And it was around 3 o'clock that they came in to give their status report. And really, you know, it had to be announced at that point that, you know, everybody that was left in the school was dead. And that's really when everybody in the room realized that whoever they were missing, whether it was one of the adults or one of the children, that they were gone. It's funny because you spent 2 hours fearing the worst, and then that's that moment that your fears are realized. And because it's a child, that's not even when you can prepare yourself for. And you run through various scenarios in that 2 hours of what you'll do, and then it comes upon you and your mind almost goes blank.
It was on Saturday that the rest of the names were released, I think. And that's when we knew that of the other children in his class that had died, and his teacher and his aide. Dylan was wrapped in Mrs. Murphy's arms. She was protecting several children, but Dylan was the one that was actually in her arms. And that helps a little bit. You also have to devote a significant amount of time to your child that's still alive as well, and maintain a sense of a new normality for his sake, to help him get through this. And that helps us get through it.
Yeah.
As well. Newtown's a wonderful place, and this single event isn't going to undermine that.